We are up to Simin Shin Samach Dalet Sif Hey. It's on page Reish Chav Zayin. Reish Chav Zayin comes after page 452. Shin Samach Dalet Sif Hey Mavoi He Osui Ke Nadol. Ke Nadol is translated as a scorpion. It means a creature, an insect, a sheretz that has a lot of legs. And the purpose, the point, if you look at the next page, it basically looks something like picture number 27. That's really what a nadal is. Page, again, the next page. Page 27. Now you look at the picture, you see there's a mavoi. There's a center mavoi. The center mavoi goes from end to end. Now we learned yesterday, where you have a mavi mafulish, and 2 days ago as well, we have a mavi mafulish which goes from one end to the other end, and they're open on both sides. The proper way to rectify the situation is to construct a lechi or korah on one side, and a tsura sapesach on the other side. It's not enough to put a lechi or korah on both sides. One side needs a tsura sapesach. Now the question is, what happens if in opening up into this Mavim of Foolish, we have another series of alleyways that are open from end to end? Like we see in picture 27 on the next page, there are smaller alleyways, and the truth is that you can go from one end, you can go pretty much straight, different scenarios, but you can go from one end to the other end, you can crisscross as well. Does that change the status of the Mavim? So the answer is no. The rule is each one of these alleyways requires at one end a lechi or a korah, and at the other end where they meet a tsura sapesach. So it's just a larger example of the basic principle that we've learned so far. Again, when we're talking about sifhei mavui shehasu kinadol, tahainu mavui gadol shaharbe mevaos ketanim pesuchim lo. Many smaller alleyways open to the larger mavui, veroshe hashniyim pesuchim lerishus rabim, and the secondary alleyways are also open to the rishus rabim, like we saw on the next page. Afilu ein pischa ketanim shenikonu mikon mechuvanim ze keneged ze. Even if they're not perfectly opposite one another. You look in the picture on the page, the next page, it's like 26 and 27. 26, the only difference between 26 and 27 is in 26. The alleyways, the smaller alleyways, are perfectly parallel to one another. Picture 27, they're not. They're not. So if you're standing in one of the smaller alleyways and you're looking forward, you're not going to see the other end of the Rishus Saradim. You're going to be blocked by the next courtyard. So the rule is, it does not matter. In all of these situations, the rule is, Oseh l'chol echad b'mokon p'sichasa l'mavi gadol tzuras ha-pesach. One constructs a tzuras ha-pesach at the opening to the Rishus Saradim. Uv'rosh ha-sheni ha-pasuach l'Rishus Saradim lechi oikoyra. That's all you need to do. That's basically the same the way we have in the previous page. The previous page on the right side, picture 14, where we have just two alleyways. At each intersection, one is required to construct a tzura sapesach. That's exactly what we're doing here. It's the same exact principle that here is not just one intersection or two intersections. It is multiple intersections. And all of the ends at each point are open to the Rishus Harabim. It's the same exact principle where you open to the Rishus Harabim. One needs to construct a lechi or a koira. And where you come upon an intersection, one must construct a tzura sapesach. It's very straightforward, and the Mishnah Berurah just explains everything I said. I explain what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's just basically a larger application of the basic halach that we learned the last 2 days. Okay, let's continue. The second to last line of Mavi HaGadol, Im Hu Mefulash Ose Tzuras HaPesach, Mitzad Echon, Mitzid HaSheni, Lech Yekara, Vim Hu Sosom, Ose Lech Yekara Birosha. Let's say you have the main street, the main street, picture 26, 27, if it's open on two ends, you must put a Lech Yekara on both ends. And if it is, you must put a Tzuras HaPesach, a tzuras ha-pesach on one end and a lechi korah on the other end, but if the fourth side is closed, then you don't need anything. All you need is on the one end that's open, the lechi korah, and you don't need anything more because the fourth end is completely closed. They're not showing you a picture in that example, but very, very straightforward. Okay, so that concludes Simon Shin Samach Dalit. Now we go to Simon Shin Samachay. Shin Samachay is a bit complex. It's the last Simon of the complex cases of the Mavos. Mavui Shinifrats Bo Pirza Meet Sido, page 454. Mavui, which has a breach. Meet Sido along the side, Klape Rosha, towards the front. We'll look at the picture one moment. Imnisha Ome Berosha Pas Rochav Arba, if there is an area that's 4 Tvachim wide, Tvachim Mutter, the Mavui is Kosher. For who shalote hey apirtsu yoser alesser, provided the breach is less than 10 amos, vimlo nisha pasarba asur ela imkein hoisa apirtsu pochus mishlosha tvach. So let's look at the picture right away. First picture number one on the left side. We have the mavli. The mavli, as we see, has a lechi. Everything looks good. We have all of the requirements of a mavli. We have four batim, two chatzeros. It's four amos long. And it's longer, so the length is greater than the width. Everything is perfect. Only problem is, right after the Mavi begins, on the right side, we see there's a breach. So the question is, does this destroy the status of the Mavi? Along comes the Machaber and tells us, if that area, the standing wall that's there, is less than four tefachim, we don't have a Mavi. I have to remember, Mavui has to have a length, a depth of at least Dalid Amos. Although the depth, the length, the length of the Mavui is Dalid Amos, it does not need, does not require that there is a solid wall of Dalid Amos from the beginning all the way in. You're allowed to have openings. However, it is critical that the first four tefachim of the mavi moving inward is solid material. If there is an area that's less than four tefachim, the solid material when the mavi begins is less than four tefachim, it is not called a mavi. It's as if you're missing a complete wall. However, if you do have an area, a structure that's four tefachim long, then you're allowed to have a breach, and the breach is considered an opening, provided, of course, the opening is not more than Yud Amos. That's exactly what it says here in the Mechamos. Let's read a little time. We have a Mavui. Shnifrats by Piritza meet Sidoi Klape Rosho, towards the front, like we see here in picture number one on the left side. Imnishar Oimet, if that little stone structure, Berosho, Pas Rochav Arba, if it's at least four Tvachim long, Mutter, it's fine, even though the mavi really is we require the mavi to extend to a depth of Dalid Amos. It doesn't matter. We have Dalid Amos on the left side, so we do not need to have a structure of Dalid Amos on the right side, as long as we get a good start. And getting a good start is fulfilled if the pass is at least four tefachim long. The who shelo yitehei hapiritza yotzeh lesser, provided that the breach is less than 10 amos. But if the breach is more than 10 amos, then that's not called a pesach, that's called a breach, and then we no longer have a kosher mavui. V'im lo nishar pas arba, asur, if we don't have a pas arba, it's forbidden. Ela im kein hoysa piritza pachos mishlosh tefachim, of course, if the piritza was less than 3 tefachim, then we can apply the principle of lavud. It's as if there is no piritza, and we have a complete wall. Base. Nifratz mitzido shaloi klape rosha. Okay, that's picture number 7. Here we have a breach, and the breach is not towards the front of the mavui. The breach is towards the end of the mavui. Then the rule is shi'uroi be'eser. So there the rule is, same exact rule, as long as the breach is less than 10 amos, it's considered a pesach. If it's more than 10 amos, it's a breach, it's not a kosher mavui. Afilu lo nishtayu min ha'koysel ba'yisod klum, even if there's no foundation. Now, no foundation means it's completely breached. Now, let me give some background, and then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. What's the problem when there is a breach? When there is a breach, is it called a Pesach until a certain area? As long as it's within 10 amos, it's considered a opening. one would, let's say it's more than 10 amos, it's not an opening. If you have some type of remainder of the wall that extends to a height of 3 tefachim or 2 tefachim, it's not considered an opening. Because people are not going to walk there. It's not comfortable. It's not convenient for them to walk and pass through this area where there's something sticking out and they have to jump over. No one wants to walk in an area where you have to be careful, make sure you do not trip. It's an impediment. Doesn't matter. The rule, if the wall is not 10 tefachim tall, it doesn't make a difference. It's, and as far as halacha is concerned, it's as if that section of the wall does not exist. And the only thing we take into consideration is its length. If it's more than 10 amos, it's a breach. If it's less than amos, it's not a breach. Nifrash mitzido shloi klapi rosho, shi'uroi bi'eser, the shir is an eser, afilu lo nishtayim minakosel ba'yisod klom, even if, as long as the breach is less than 10 amos, even if the breach goes all the way down to the ground and it's flush, it's okay, because that's exactly the point. It's considered an opening, and you're allowed to have an opening on the side of the wall. But the who, here is a very interesting condition, deloy boke bar rabin. As long as the tzibur does not, you begin to use this as the main way to leave the mavoi and go into the rishos harabin, because aval e boke bar rabin, afilo nifratz rak arba tzvachim, you have to rectify the mother. So here's a very interesting halacha of when let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah explains everything in great detail. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Vav. Start with all these Mishnah Berurahs. Nifrat mitzidoi haynu. The lo nifrat samuch l'roisho el b'fnim imenu. The breach is inside, like we see in picture number 7. V'im kein kosher. The haynu din of the sif. Aleph and the Shtayah pass about Tvachim. So the Mishnah Berurah, let's just skip the Mishnah Berurah, let's go to Zayin, because he repeats something that we said before. Don't worry about it. Zayin. Shaloi klapi rosh. I'm jumping down to Sif Kon Zayin. Vua din kish nifrash b'roshoi mamish. Now the Mishnah Berurah here gives another example. Where it was nifrats b'roshoi mamish. Kigoyin, for example, shamovu yisosu mishloish aluchos kitsosu b'roch revias. And partially from the fourth side. The tikkun hamavui hoya al yidei lech yokara shumunach b'mokom hastima ad hakoisel shekenegdo v'nasa pirtza b'mokom hastima. Okay, he's giving here another example. He wants to connect case number 7 to case number 8 because it involves the same exact principle of the tzibur walking through an area and being mevatel mechitza. This is what we really learned yesterday about a rishus harabim osirah mevatel mechitza, the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Okay, but here let's look at picture number 7 and picture number 8. Picture number 8, we have the same exact idea. We have three solid walls. Then we have the fourth wall, and we have a koira. However, the koira only extends over the area where, in between, from where we see the Korah, there's a breach along the other section of that wall. And that breach, it says here in the Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to have a breach there as long as the breach is less than 10 amos, shari, ad 10 amos. Why? Kol sha'omid ha'nisha murum al-paritz, provided that the omid, this goes back to an old principle we learned before, the breach can be up to 10 amos provided the solid material is more than 10 amos. Let's not get involved in that complicated case. Look in this case over here, picture number 8. Over here we have a breach. However, the solid material on the right side of the breach is greater than the area of the breach. Therefore, there's no problem of bittul. Because otherwise, we would say that the open area where the korah is and the smaller area between the two solid pieces of material will be mevatel that standing pillar. You're not going to say that in this case, because that solid pillar in between the two open spaces is larger than the open space, and that prevents us from saying the rule of bittul. The Yeshayim, some say, the Hocha, back in the Mishnah Berurah, the first white line, the Yeshayim, the Hocha, Sheyesh Pirtz of Ruch Avias, the Inan Sheyeh Munach HaKoradavka Al Kotze. Some say that in this situation, picture number 8, where there's a breach, the korah must go from end to end, more than what we see in this picture. However, the Mishabur paskins that's not necessary. Alurav ha-pacharoni miskimu d'ma shemunach al-amokam ha-imed shenishar kilu ha-yemunach al-kois la-mavoi. It's fine. You don't need the koira in this case to extend all the way to the very edge, the very left. It's enough for the koira to go from the right to the left, the way we see in the picture. It's not necessary to go over the open era. The gams is shaykh la-mavoi o'ma shiyesh pirtsa bein tayim. This, that there's a breach in between those two sections. Nispat ha-lagabi ha-imed v'hu adinim oisa shem. Lechi, if you make a lechi, it's also okay. You don't have to have the korah. Die the ain soch lechi sosim labois. Now, next Mishnah Berurah. Afilo nishtayir, even if it's not, there's nothing left. This breach, as you see in the picture, on number 7, number 8, goes all the way down to the ground. There's nothing preventing a person from walking in that area. In fact, it's convenient. It's convenient to walk in that area. As a sugar person there in the back courtyard, and he wants to get out into the Rosh Hashanah, he may very well go through that breach in picture number 7 in the back, or person may go through the breach in picture number 8 on the bottom to leave into the Rosh Hashanah, because there's nothing holding him back. Not only is the wall not a height of 10 tefachim, there is not even a little remnant of the wall that's 2 tefachim, 3 tefachim, that would make it uncomfortable for him to walk through that area. So that's the point the Mishnah wants to make. Rosh Lama, the Ein Ikov La'avar Derech Oso Makom, no one's holding him back from traveling that area. Afilu Hachi, Loi Gazrinon Mishum Dilma Shavke Pischa Rabba V'al Derech Oso Makom Batol Pesach Agadah. He's telling us a very important principle. If people start using the opening as their main exit, then all of the laws of the leniency of Mavi no longer applies. We have to always remember that a Mavi has a very great leniency. You don't need to have a fourth wall. In a Chatzer, you have 4 real walls. 3 walls. The fourth wall is either a double lechi, or it's a lechi that's 4 tefachim wide. A lechi that's 4 tefachim wide or a double lechi is considered to be a major wall. It's a real wall. Once you have real walls, then you're allowed to have breaches anywhere you want along the chatzer that's up to 10 amos. Those breaches count as openings. How else are you going to get in and out of the chatzer? But when you're dealing with a mavui, this is a very important principle. You are not allowed to have other exits. With a mavui, Chazal said you don't have to have a fourth wall. You only need 3 walls. The fourth wall just needs a teeny little thing called a lechi or a korah. A lechi or a korah is not a real wall. It's a virtual wall. There's a trade-off. If you want to take advantage of using this lechi or korah to create for yourself a fourth wall, you're not allowed to have other openings in the mavui. The other 3 walls must be completely closed. If you have a chotzer and you have 4 real walls, you're allowed to have many breaches along the 4 real walls up to 10 amos. And you're allowed to exit through this breach and exit through that breach and exit through this breach because you have 4 real walls. And the way you have 4 real walls is generally because it's oymeid merubah. There's more solid material than open space. That creates 4 real walls. And even the fourth wall does not need to be 100% real. It can be have a double lechi or a very wide lechi. That's also called a real wall. Once you have 4 real walls, you're allowed to have multiple openings to go out into the Rosh Hasharabim or to go out into another area. But when you're dealing with a mavui and we're allowing you to have only 3 walls and the fourth wall is going to be almost nothing, then the trade-off is the other 3 walls may not have openings. You're not allowed to exit this alleyway through those other breach to the Rosh Hasharabim. Once you start making openings on the other 3 walls, we're going to take away from you the leniency of a mavui that enabled you to rectify the fourth wall with a lechi or a korah. So we have a problem in this mavui. Because in this mavui, in picture number 7, we have an opening that's 10 amos, 9.9 amos. So we have now a breach. So along comes the mechaber and tells us it's okay. It's okay, you have a breach, as long as you don't use it. You have an opening. If it was a chotzer, you can use it. Use the chotzer to go in and out. But if it's a mavui, you could have the breach, just don't use it as your main exit. The main exit has to be through the front. But if we discover, now you're coming to actually use it, that's what the Ramah says, aval, e, boki, barabim, afilo, nifratz, even the smallest amount, we're taking away from you the leniency of this being a mavi that allowed you to rectify it with a lechi or a kara. It's very, everything is, there's no free lunch when it comes to a mavi. Mavi, on the one hand, we're very generous. Lechi or kara. Fourth wall is almost non-existent. But the trade-off is, the other three walls, not only must there be three walls, that's a given, you're not allowed to exit this alleyway through those three walls. Why would I want to exit? Well, if there's a breach, even a little breach, a teeny little breach, if you're going to start using that as your main exit, oh, already that shows that this is not considered the classic mavui. We no longer will allow you to take advantage of the leniency that Chazal have given a mavui of being misakini with the lechi or kara. You're now going to have to close up the fourth wall with the tzuras haPesach, or a double lechi, or a lechi that's at least four tefachim wide. So what are the considerations? So that's the rule, that's the rule we're sitting down over here. If we have a breach, the breach can either be in the picture number 7, or the breach can be in picture number 8. That breach can be even up to the 9, after every case delivered. But technically speaking, as long as the conditions are correct, those openings can be up to 10 amos, it's fine. But you may not exit through that opening. If you do so, it's over. That's what the Mishmubi is saying. Doloy, let's see again, number ches, halacha number ches. Sif kot ches, afilo nishtai rotalamad v'enik of lavar derech osamakam. Even though that opening is flush with the ground, there's no impediment, so no one's going to hold you back. Afilo wachi loy gazrin, we're not concerned. We're not afraid that you're going to make off a shortcut. We're not afraid. Why don't people take advantage? Because the Shabu is saying there must be a reason. It must be that it's dirty, or it's because a makulkol betit is some type of garbage there, whatever the case is. The ain derech rav lavar ba'osam achitza v'kol shekain im yishtayim min ha'kos al yisod shloisha abar tvachma. It goes without saying that if the wall has not been completely demolished, there is some impediment, there is something to trip over, so people certainly are not going to want to walk over there and get hurt, they're going to walk through the fourth main wall. Aval, the Marama says, but let's say we do find people start taking advantage and they start using that as a shortcut, then it's all over. Curtains. The leniency of Yozavo, Aval and Baki, the Shuv and Mikra Pesach, Rak Derech Harabim. It's not called the Pesach, it's called Derech Harabim. And he's dealing with the Mavui, any opening is called Derech Harabim. Vinei B'Siv Gimel, with the Mavur, the Ligin Chatzer, Tamid, Shiur, Pirit, Sabasar, Afil, Bak, Barabim. Now here the Mishmur makes the point that I just mentioned. This is only true when it comes to a Mavui, because a Mavui has the leniency of Lech Yokur. But we're dealing with a Chatzer, Tamid, Shiur, Pirit, Sabasar, Afil, Bak, Barabim. So it has a status of a chotzer. So any pirtza b'zman hazeh is permitted up to an opening of 10, even if people do indeed walk through those openings, because we treat our mavos with the status of a chotzer. We do not take advantage of the lech yokara. We are machmir to make it tzuras haPesach. Once we're treating our courtyards like a chotzer, then if there's a breach is always considered to be it's kosher until 10. Amos. Okay, we'll leave the rest of that over here. Now let's go to the halacha gimel. Mavui shenifratz b'milua l'chotzer. Okay, now this is a complex halacha. This is going to be the last really complex halacha for a while. After this, I believe it really gets a lot easier. But here we have one more complex halacha. Let's already just get a little. Let's go through some of the examples of the pictures before we go into the words of the mechaber. Picture number 13. Picture number 13. We see a mavui. The mavui on one side opens to the Rishus HaRabim. On the other side, it opens to a courtyard. Does everyone see? Picture, I'm on page Reish Chavches in the Hebrew. On the right side.
Aren't they both open to Rishus on both sides?
Correct. Exactly. They're open to Rishus on both sides. But the Mavui, in order to go to the Rishus Harav on top, you have to pass through a courtyard.
Okay.
That's the dark. The dark gray area is a chotzer. You have a chotzer, and in the chotzer there are two batim, and that chotzer on one side opens up into the mavui, and the other side opens up into the rishos saram. So the question is, if we let's go back, let's deal with the givens. What have we learned so far? If we have a mavui that opens to the rishos harabim on both sides, the way it is rectified is by constructing a tzuras ha-pesach on one side and the lech yokoro on the other side. That's called a mavui mifulash, a mavui which is open from end to end. Over here, the question is this considered a mavui mifulash? Because on the one hand, it opens from end to end on both sides to a rishus sarabim. So that has the characteristic of being a mavui mifulash. But on the other hand, no, it opens to a chotzer. Now let's just focus on the chotzer itself. Let's say you were living in that chotzer, and you made an eruv chatzeros. Those two batim in the chotzer made eruv chatzeros. Are those two batim allowed to carry in the courtyard? Why not? Of course, they made eruv chatzeros. There are four walls. There are four real walls. And there are two openings. In a courtyard, as long as the opening is less than 10 amos, it's considered an opening, as long as the solid material on the other sides is more than the open area. So as long as the combined length of the wall is 11 amos, which in this picture it certainly is, and the opening is less than 10 amos, this courtyard, all the way along the upper portion of this illustration, is certainly considered a rishus hayachid, and there's no prohibition for the people living in that courtyard to carry from their homes to the courtyard. No problem. So it's considered to be a separate rishus. Correct? It's from the perspective of the people living in this courtyard, they are isolated.
You're talking about the two houses.
Major roadway.
So what? Every courtyard is like that. If you have a courtyard, forget about the open to a mavui. If you have a courtyard and your courtyard opens to the rishus saram, what do you need to do in order to be permitted to carry from your home to the courtyard? You need four walls and you need an eruv chatzeros.
But this courtyard is not only a courtyard; it's part of a main road.
That's what we'll come to. Very good. That's what we'll come to. Right, but putting that aside, being a main road, not necessarily is the main road. You're always part of a main road. I mean, to a certain degree. If you have a courtyard, your courtyard opens into a rishus ram on one side and opens to a rishus ram on the other side, that's every courtyard is open to this as part of the main road. The people living in this mavui do not need to walk through the courtyard to get to the street. They can walk to the other end of the court of the mavui to the other rishus ram, the below portion of the illustration, to go to the rishus ram. So it's not necessarily part of the main road. They don't have to walk through your courtyard. Maybe they're not even allowed to walk. Maybe it's private property. They're not even allowed to walk through your courtyard to go to the rishus ram in the upper portion. So technically speaking, from the perspective of the people living in the courtyard, they are isolated. They're living in their own little world. They have everything that they need. They have four real walls. There's no leniencies applied here. They have four walls. They have made an eruv chatzeros. And of course there's an opening. How else do you expect to get from the courtyard into the street? There's an opening. As long as the opening is less than 10 amos, that is a valid opening, provided that the solid material is more than the opening. And that's what we have in the upper portion. However, let's look at that courtyard from the perspective of the people living in the alleyway. Those living in the alleyway, on the one hand, when they're in the alleyway, they can see the rishus haram, and it can very well be that we have to discuss. Maybe they have permission. They have permission to walk through the courtyard to get into to get.
Can they do that? That's the question.
They have permission to walk, not necessarily permission to carry. They're two different issues. There's an issue of permission to trespass, and there's an issue of carrying. The two are going to overlap with regard to the laws of Ruvich Hatzeros and regards to the laws of Amav Mefulish. But let's just present the problem. On the one hand, the courtyard is isolated. If it's isolated, it can be viewed as a dead end. What's the difference if you have a real wall at the end of your alleyway, or you have a reshus, an isolated reshus that's none of my business? That's also considered to be a wall in halacha. There are many types of walls we've come across. There are real solid walls, correct? You have a real solid wall made from stone. Then you have a wall of a tzuras ha-pesach, two poles, something on top. Then we have a wall, a lechi that's four tzvachim wide. Then we have a korah, or a single lechi. We have all different types of walls. Now we are introducing a new type of wall, a new virtual wall, a reshus. Technically speaking, this is open. I can see all the way out. And it's, from my perspective, it's just straight out into the street. But yet, that area in and of itself is a separate reshus. Being a separate domain perhaps creates a virtual wall. You see what I'm saying?
So the shadow we're dealing with is Kenik, the bottom four houses carry into the Margoy, because if we consider the wall...
Forget about carrying into the Margoy. Can the bottom four...
Here they have four walls. They have three walls.
Right.
Solid walls, if you consider the wall between them, there's just the other. Then they have the carry at the bottom.
Right. So yeah, four, exactly. You don't need anything more. You don't need the question. The people people living in the Margoy... There are many questions. One of the questions is the people living in the Mavud, people who live in the alleyway, those four houses that open up into the Mavud, are they allowed to carry in the Mavud by just constructing or putting up a korah on the bottom part of the illustration?
But I have only three walls.
No, that's the question. Do we consider the courtyard
a fourth wall?
And we're now introducing a whole new concept. We've gone through so many simonim. We've learned about so many different types of walls. Real walls. A wall that's created through a tzuras ha-pesach. A wall that's created through a single lechi that's four tefachim wide. A wall that's created through a korah. A wall that's created through a single lechi. A wall that's created through two lechayayim. Now we're discussing another type of wall. There's no wall. When I stand in the alleyway, I can see straight into the reshus rabim. But being that area that I have to pass through to get into that Rishus HaRabim for themselves, for that group of people, is considered an isolated area. It's for me also considered a halachic wall.
With no simon?
With nothing! No korah, no lechi, no nothing. Because from their perspective, it's a wall.
You're not allowed to go there.
This is a crosswalk, basically.
Correct.
That piece...
It's a crosswalk. It's found. Look at the people living in the courtyard. The two people living in that courtyard in the very back. In their little world, are they enclosed on their little world?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, but there are two openings. How can you tell me they're enclosed? When they go out into the courtyard, there's an opening over here that's 5 amas, and there's an opening over here 5 amas. So in the city, what are you, crazy? How do you expect us to get out into the street? What, the Torah requires to have four walls with no doors? The Torah, in order to carry on Shabbos, you have to be locked up in a prison? Is that what it means to be carried on Shabbos? It's ridiculous.
To cross that crosswalk, I don't need permission from those two inhabitants.
Sure you do.
Maybe you private do. Property. You do. It's private property. That's a separate issue. We're going to get to that issue as we go through the Sims. It's a complex Sim. That's an issue. But let's put that aside. I don't want to go that far. I just want to bring up this principle. It's an amazing concept that's being presented here. Let's just focus on the little world. Put yourself in the world of those two little houses. Those people, there are two people living in those little Lego houses in that little back alleyway. Are they allowed to carry in their courtyard on Shabbos? Forget about that. Well, they would say, why not? We have four walls. We made Neruvi Chatzeros. Someone says to them, what do you mean you have four walls? But there's a breach here and there's a breach here. So they say to you, what, in order to carry on Shabbos, we have to be locked up in a prison? You don't have to have four walls every single inch. You have four walls and you have openings. These are considered halachic openings. Why are they considered halachic openings? So let's review. A halachic opening is kosher as long as it's less than 10 amos. Number two, the area that's open is less than the solid area of that wall. In this picture, there's no question that the solid area of those two walls is larger than the open area. That's clear as day. Correct? So from their perspective, we are living in an area that has four kosher walls. And we have made it with ourselves, so we can carry. So now, let's go look at the people living in the Mavo, in the alleyway. The people in the Mavo, let's say, as far as we can see straight into the Rosh Hashanah. On this fourth wall, this back wall over here, there's nothing. There's no Tzuras HaPesach, and there's no Lechi, there's no Korah, there's no Davar L'Chayayim, there is no doors. We learned about another Mechitza called doors, right? We learned all these. And there's a Mechitza called a slope, a very narrow slope, is also called a Mechitza. There's nothing. Nothing. We have like at least 5, 6, 7 different types of walls that we've learned about in these lists. They have absolutely nothing. They sit in their alleyway and they see straight out into the Rosh Hashanah. We have two walls here. We put a lechi or a kara here, and the fourth wall is nothing. Along comes the mechaber. He's going to teach us that if the laws, the conditions are right, there's a possibility. We have to discuss the cases. There's a possibility that being that this back chotzer for the people living in the chotzer is called a reshus hayochid to the degree where they're allowed to carry. It's enclosed for them, and that little opening is considered to be a door, but it's considered to be really part of a wall. If it's a wall for them, it's a wall for you in the alleyway. Even though for you in the alleyway, it's zero zilch zippo. Nothing, nothing, nothing. You got the, are you with me?
When you said zero zippo.
Yeah. Physically, it's nothing. It's physically nothing. Everything that we've learned so far, there is at least physically something.
Right.
At least a lechi, right. A koira, two lechayayim, a lechi that's 4 tefachim wide. There's a slope, a very steep slope.
Right.
There's a Tzuras HaPesach, or there's a door. Does the door work? There are hinges, and the door is functional. The door is not it's not closed, but there are doors there which theoretically can be closed at the right time. Here, there's nothing. There's nothing. When you're standing in the alleyway, you look at this picture. I'm in the alleyway. All I see straight ahead of me is the Rosh Hashanah. I don't see any wall whatsoever. So all I have are three walls. I have two walls. I have a Lechi Koro, which is a very shachar wall. Is that enough? So we're going to show soon that yeah, it is enough. As long as there are certain conditions have been met, because there's another type of wall in the laws of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Erevin, walls, virtual walls, that it's good for someone else, Mimela can be good for you.
We can benefit because
yes.
It's good for them.
Good for them. That's the chiddush. Big, big chiddush. And that there are many conditions, and there are many scenarios. There are many conditions, there are many scenarios, and Adinim Drabban, Adinim Deraisa. And you look on the next page. The next page it shows you a number of the scenarios. On the next page, and okay, so it's not all that complicated. Maybe we'll try to finish the whole thing tomorrow. The Mishnah Berurah gives a little hagdama. Gives in a little introduction to explain these laws, and then the Mechaber runs through different cases, different scenarios, and tells us the halach. Okay, so we'll stop here. Take a two-